And hello, everybody, and welcome in to the Week 3 edition of the NEOSI High School Football Podcast Preview Show. Matt Lodi, along with Tony Bogan of Cleveland.com, also down in Kent State, talking a little bit about all the good and the bad of high school football. We'll go through Week 2, and we'll preview Week 3 here of high school football in the area. And we'll even give you our schedule, as well as the broadcast schedule locally here in town. Tony, having a good week, I assume. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I'm just happy that it's actually not so hot, because it was a scorcher last few days.
Yeah, I will tell you what. I'm sure that the kids that were practicing throughout the course of this last week are very happy that it's not so hot either, because, boy, oh, boy, there was a lot of school closings this week and a lot of kids missing practice, I would imagine, because of that, Tony. You know, it's interesting because if you think about it, we were in danger of missing some games this week if this heat wave would have continued.
Oh, yeah, I think one of the things is it's in the name of player safety, though, because the last thing you want is to put kids in danger, especially with temps in the high 90s.
Yeah, no question about it. Now, I do totally understand the situation as far as that goes. We actually got started with week 3 last night. We're recording our show a little later than usual on Friday morning here as we get you set for week 3. I did a game last night at Byers Field, and lo and behold, the John Marshall Lawyers come to town and they beat up the Parma Redmen with a 23-0 shutout. And you know, Tony, the last couple years, John Marshall really got beat up in this series. They lost 30-14 back 2 years ago. Or I'm sorry, last year they lost 30-14. 2 years ago, they lost 40-0. And, you know, I got a chance last night to talk to Coach Terrence Cleggett after the game. And he said, this has been a long time coming. This is the third year for this program. And I'll tell you what, they're going to be a force in that Senate.
Oh, yeah, their schedule, looking at their schedule here on joeitel.com, their schedule is set up really nice. They could, if things go right, possibly contend for the Senate championship.
I don't think there's any question about it. They have some playmakers on that team, and the thing that impressed me most last night was their defense. They held Parma to 115 total yards of offense. They just played a very, very sound football game. Our player of the game last night was a senior running back, Julian Banks. You said he's a transfer from Shaker Heights.
Yep, that is correct, and he did very well in the time he got Shaker last year. And here's a fun fact. John Marshall happens to be my parents' alma mater. Dad, 82, mom, class of 85.
There you go. And Julian Banks last night, 13 rushes, 55 yards. And he got the touchdown that put John Marshall up 6-0 midway through the third quarter. This was a 0-0 game into the third quarter until about 3 minutes left in the quarter. And John Marshall finally got on the board. And then in the fourth quarter, they got a safety after a muffed punt. Then they got another touchdown from Larice Walker. And then an interception return by their quarterback. Richard Roundtree, a 70-yard pick return that really put the game away. But again, congratulations to the Lawyers. 23-0. They beat Parma last night, and they improved to 2-1. All right, let's go through week two and get you set for week three. Great Lakes Conference last week. Buckeye defeated Rocky River 28-21. You had Normandy. I was at that game. They pounded Lincoln West by a score of 70-12. Elyria Catholic beat VASJ 48-7. North Royalton shut out Parma 34-0. The poor Redmen haven't scored in 2 weeks now after last night's shutout. Padua over Holy Name 21-17. It was Bay over University School 31-14. And Valley Forge last week defeated John Marshall 31-12. So John Marshall, a good bounce back game for them. Standings as far as the conference is concerned, Normandy's 2-0, Elyria Catholic's 2-0, and Bay is 2-0. Rocky River 1-1, Holy Name and Forge are both 1-1, and Parma falls to 1-2. Couple games tonight of note. Rocky River will play Collinwood. Normandy takes on Lutheran West as they look to get to 3-0 for the second straight year. Elyria Catholic takes on Cleveland Central Catholic. Holy Name plays Norton. Bay and Fairview. Valley Forge will be at Byers for Brunswick. And our own Tim Whalen will be covering that game tonight. Some thoughts on the Great Lakes early there, Tim. Or, Tony. Tim is covering the game tonight. Tony Bogan, what are your thoughts on the Great Lakes?
So far, it's three teams off to a 2-0 start, which is pretty impressive. And Elyria Catholic, if they get a win, they've got a big game against a traditional football power next week out in Mogador.
All right, the Greater Cleveland Conference, and boy, this is a conference that's going to be a meat grinder all the way through. You've got six teams right now with 2-0. Special note, Mentor. Boy, oh boy, they are on a roll. They defeated Ignatius soundly last Saturday night at Byers, 28-7. Strongsville last week defeated Hudson, 35-28. Medina over Highland, 24-7. Solon shut out Twinsburg, 38-0. Euclid over Lorain, 42-21. A big game for Euclid, and we'll talk about their big game this week in a moment. Shaker Heights over Benny, 23-21, and a good football game there. Cleveland Heights shuts out Brunswick, another shutout for the Tigers, 13-0, and Bedford over Elyria, 36-0. Menor, Strongsville, Medina, Solon, Euclid, all 2-0, along with Shaker Heights. Brunswick and Elyria, 0-2. Boy, this week, Tony, it's going to be a fun one. Menor and Glenville and Euclid and Ignatius, those are the two games you really got to look at. I'll actually be on hand Saturday afternoon out in Ely Stadium as Elyria will take on Lorain. That should be a fun one as Lorain tries to get to 3-0. They should do so against the Pioneers of Elyria. Your thoughts on what's shaping up to be a classic Greater Cleveland Conference in 2018?
Things are looking exciting already. Menor's going 2-0 in that meat grinder of a non-conference schedule is really impressive. The three games I'd like to actually highlight for this week in the GCC, Shaker Heights and Fitch, because Shaker Heights didn't play Benedictine for a long time. Their game against Benny was the first time they played since 1936. And should they beat Austintown Fitch Saturday, they'll have a chance to move to 3-0. And then you've got that Solon Comet defense, which has not allowed a point thus far. And one other game that probably people should probably, if you're in Medina County, looking at Medina at Wadsworth. That will probably be one of the more exciting games of the week this season so far.
Yep, that should be a good one. Let's jump over to the Lake Erie League. Last week, Bedford defeated Elyria 36-30. We talked about Cleveland Heights beating Brunswick 13-0. It was Maple Heights over Willoughby South 41-40. It was Detroit Delta Prep over Shaw 33-32. We talked about Euclid's win over Lorain 42-21. And Gilmore defeated Warrensville Heights 35-14. Maple Heights, the only 2-0 team right now in the LEL. This week, you've got Bedford, Garfield Heights, Cleveland Heights, St. Francis, DeSales. Maple Heights takes on North, Shaw, Lutheran East. We talked about Lorain, Elyria tomorrow afternoon, and Warrensville Heights, Beechwood. Thoughts early on the Lake Erie League?
I've got a few thoughts. Warrensville Heights is playing against a Beechwood team looking to go 3-0 for the first time since 2005, and Bedford, Garfield Heights is going to be a really big non-conference matchup because Garfield Heights is looking like a real team that could do some work in Region 5. And Maple Heights defense, boy, Shaq Washington so far is doing a great job over there.
Yeah, that's a good story early on here in the 2018 series. We'll jump to the Akron City series real quick. Camp McKinley beat Buchtel last week 31-6. It was Barberton 50, Kenmore Garfield 8, Talmadge over Ellett 20-14, East over Springfield 48-0, Copley over Firestone 28-0, and Orville 74, North 7. Akron East is 2-0. Ellett's 1-1, Buchtel 0-2, Kenmore Garfield is 0-2, Firestone and Akron North are both 0-2. This week you've got Kenmore Garfield at Springfield, Ellett will take on Field, East and Hoover, Firestone Revere, North and Madison Comprehensive, and you got a Saturday game there as well as Buchtel will take on Woodridge. We jump over to the Chagrin Valley Conference, the Chagrin Division first. It was Orange over Streetsboro 35-32. Chardon defeated Perry 49-43. Beechwood over Collinwood 23-6. Mogador over Geneva 49-20. Kenston over Chagrin Falls 41-14. NDCL with a 42-7 win over West Geauga. And Clearview versus Harvey, that one went to Clearview 45-6. This week it's Orange and St. Thomas Aquinas. Perry and Madison, that's always a good game. Beechwood, Warrensville Heights, Geneva, Kirtland, Chagrin Falls, Streetsboro, West Geauga, Kenston, Harvey, Riverside. Thoughts early on the Chagrin division there, Tony?
Looks like Kirtland is on track to, if they beat Geneva, go 3-0. And I mentioned Beechwood early. They're getting off to a very impressive start thus far. And I believe Orange is on track to, if they win, if they go on St. Thomas Aquinas by Louisville, they win that game, they'll be on track to start 3-0 as well. So very impressive starts by Orange, Kirtland, and Beechwood so far.
Yeah, let's go over real quick to the other division there in the Chagrin Valley Conference. The, of course, you look at some of the teams there, the Valley Division, and you mentioned Kirtland. They're 2-0. Cuyahoga Heights, always a very good team, sound, fundamental, good football team. They're 2-0. Fairport Harding is 2-0 as well. They beat Brooklyn last week 22-13. They're usually not they usually get off to tough starts, but they're having a good start to this Valley Division this year. Berkshire lost to Grand Valley 41-21. Kirtland over Columbia 49-7. Cuyahoga Heights defeated Garfield 26-14. It was Richmond Heights 52, St. Thomas Aquinas nothing. Wickliffe over Collinwood 21-6. Cardinal 60, Pymatuning Valley 14, and Independence over Trinity 31-8. Independence, Cardinal, Richmond Heights, and Berkshire are all 1-1. Wickliffe, Fairport Harding, Cuyahoga Heights, and Kirtland are 2-0. Fairport Harding this week at 2-0 will take on St. John's School, Richmond Heights and Lowellville, Wickliffe East Tech, Cardinal Grand Valley, Independence Rhodes, Berkshire Garfield, and Kirtland and Geneva. Cuyahoga Heights, by the way, will take on Brookfield. So interesting to look at that Chagrin Valley Conference. Some very interesting early starts for a team like a Fairport Harding that usually, again, struggles in their non-conference games.
Yeah, Fairport Harding has gotten off to some really good starts in their games, and that's what's really helped them win. And there's a few teams that definitely, more than a few teams that definitely have a shot to win this week and close out the non-conference schedule on a strong note.
All right, we go to the North Coast League, the Blue Division. Shaker Heights over Benny, 23-21. Padua defeated Holy Name, 21-17. NDCL over West Geauga, 42-7. Archbishop Hoban losing to Cardinal Mooney. Despite 42 points, they lose 47-42. Lake Catholic defeated Central Catholic, 45-6, rather. And St. Vincent St. Mary over Walsh Jesuit, 35-0. I'm actually wrong on that one. Archbishop Hoban won that game over Cardinal Mooney. They're 2-0, as to be expected. Number one team in a lot of the polls this week. Lake Catholic 2-0, Padua 2-0, NDCL 2-0, Benny 1-1, and Walsh Jesuit 0-2. This week it's Benny, St. Vincent, St. Mary. Padua will take on Howland, NDCL, Lauren Park, Archbishop Hoban, and Wayne. Saturday it's Lake Catholic, Ursuline, and Walsh Jesuit will take on Bishop Watterson. Thoughts early on the Blue Division of the North Coast League, rather, Tony?
North Coast League Blue is playing. They've got quite a few tough teams. Holden's playing out in the Dayton area. Walsh Jesuit's playing against Bishop Watterson. I believe Stowe played them last week.
Correct. Yeah, that is correct.
And Benedictine's got a tough one against St. Vincent St. Mary. And I believe Lake Catholic plays against Cleveland Heights week three.
That'll be an interesting matchup, no doubt about it. Let's go over to the White Division, where Independence defeated Trinity 31-8. La Brea defeated Warren JFK 55-14. Lake Catholic over Cleveland Central Catholic 45-6. Richmond Heights 52, St. Thomas Aquinas nothing. Gilmore over Warrensville Heights 35-14. And Elyria Catholic over VASJ 48-7. Gilmore's 2-0. Everybody else is 1-1 besides Cleveland Central Catholic and VASJ at 0-2. Trinity Oberlin this week, Warren JFK, Girard. It's Cleveland Central Catholic at taking on Elyria Prep at St. Thomas Aquinas and Orange. Gilmore Academy, Hawken, VASJ, and University School. So, again, interesting battles if you look at that division as well. We'll jump to the PAC Stars Division. Black River, Buckeye, and Firelands all at 1-1. This is going to be a fun one, I think, all season long. Northwestern defeated Black River 28-24. Buckeye over Rocky River 28-21. Firelands 34, New London 7. Vermilion defeated Brookside. The Brookside off to an 0-2 start, 56-13. Cloverleaf over Keystone 38-32. Keystone's 0-2. And Wellington, they're still looking for their first win since 2016. They lost to Mapleton 56-21. Black River takes on Ontario this week. Buckeye, Cloverleaf, Firelands, Vermilion, Brookside, Cleveland, JFK, Keystone, Norway, and Wellington will play New London. Thoughts on the Stars division of the PAC, Tony?
I think the Stars division will definitely, I believe, it'll be a two-horse race as things go on unless there's another team that steps up during conference play. But how about that 2-0 start by Cloverleaf, though?
Yeah, wow, the Colts are off to a 2-0 start. They are playing very, very well. Let's jump over to the Stripes. Kirtland over Columbia, 49-7. Clearview defeated Harvey, 45-6. Lutheran West, 69. Hawken, 8. Wickliffe over Fairview, 28-24. It was Fairport Harding over Brooklyn, 22-13. And Oberlin losing to Lutheran East, 42-8. Lutheran West, off to the 2-0 start. Columbia, Clearview, and Fairview rather off to 1-1 starts. Brooklyn and Oberlin 0-2 starts. Columbia takes on Northwestern this week. Clearview, John Hay. Lutheran West, Normandy. Fairview versus Bay. Brooklyn, Lincoln West, and Oberlin Trinity. Any games there of note for you, Tony?
I would have to say Lutheran West and Normandy, because Normandy barely scraped by Lutheran West last year, and Lutheran West will get another shot at them, this time at their home field.
Yeah, no question about it. We jump over to the Senate. Boy, we talked about John Marshall. They're off to that quick 2-1 start with the win over Parma last night. Last week, they lost to Valley Forge, that being John Marshall, 31-12. Warren G. Harding defeated Rhodes 40-0. East Tech was on the bye. Normandy defeated Lincoln West 70-12. It was Beachwood over Collinwood 23-6. Conneaut defeated John Adams 49-26. It was Brush defeating John Hay 41-14. Glenville defeated Olentangy Liberty 19-17. And South Range over Cleveland JFK 56-12. This week, the last week for the non-conference games, Cleveland JFK Brookside, Glenville Mentor, which will be a great one to watch, John Hay Clearview, John Adams Brush, Collinwood Rocky River, Lincoln West at Brooklyn, East Tech and Wycliffe, and Rhodes at Independence. Thoughts on the early marks in the Senate League? We've talked a lot about John Marshall already.
Glenville got a huge non-conference win, and they wrap up their non-con schedule with a potential points on the line in a game against Mentor. And there are a couple teams that have done some traveling this year. Rhodes is playing their 3rd of 5 straight on the road. East Tech is only playing 8 games this year. And Cleveland JFK, in the past few weeks, they've definitely racked up the miles. First, they went to Dover. Then they went to South Range. Now they're going to Brookside. So the Eagles, I would say, are pretty well traveled.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The Southwestern Conference. I don't think it goes without saying that this is one of the more fun conferences in our area. I will be in North Ridgeville tonight as the 2-0 Amherst Comets come calling. They will take on North Ridgeville. I think I had the game of the week last week, in my opinion. It was North Ridgeville over Midview, 31-30. What a game last week. Finally, North Ridgeville gets the monkey off their back. They had not defeated Midview in 6 years, Tony. You got to give it up for North Ridgeville. They got a big, big win last week.
Absolutely. They were down. They were down in that game, but they kept fighting, and they ended up getting the win. And maybe is it looking like the tide's starting to slowly turn in the Southwest Conference? Because North Ridgeville's going to be riding high off of a huge win against Midview, and Amherst is looking to move to 3-0 for the first time since 2010.
Yeah, no doubt. And again, you look at some of the games last week. Berea Midpark defeated Westlake 57-35. Avon Lake over North Olmsted. Amherst beat Lakewood 56-7. And as I mentioned earlier, North Ridgeville over Midview 31-30. Avon a winner as well. They're 2-0. North Olmsted is 1-0-2, rather. Amherst is 2-0. Berea Midpark is 1-1 now. North Ridgeville is 1-1. Avon Lake is 2-0. You got a great couple of teams in this conference, Tony. Always a very fun conference to cover. And I think it goes without saying, Avon Lake this week is going to be a fun game to watch. Vince McKee will be covering that for us tonight.
Oh, yeah. That's a huge annual rivalry game. And one game of note is Westlake Olmsted Falls. Even though Westlake is 0-2 right now, they've put up 78 points in their first two games. So their offense is definitely doing well. All they have to do is just put it together, and they'll win soon. I believe they're going to win soon.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We go over now to the Suburban League, the National Division. We had Garfield Heights over Brecksville, Solon over Twinsburg, North Royalton shutting out Parma 34-0. It was Norton over Cuyahoga Falls 13-6. Strongsville defeated Hudson 35-28, and Nordonia over Woodridge 44-13, and Hilliard-Bradley 20, Stoneman Row Falls 19. Wadsworth and North Royalton off to 2-0 starts, along with Nordonia, Tony, in that division.
Oh, yeah, I thought I got my Columbus schools mixed up. I thought Hilliard-Bradley, I thought Bishop Washington played Stowe. It's definitely easy to get those Columbus schools mixed up. How about those, how about the start by Nordonia? They're doing really well, and Hudson's definitely been going through the meat grinder so far in non-conference, because they've got to definitely, it's a must-win situation for them against Springfield. And I got to say, remember what happened last time Nordonia went 2-0 to start the year?
Yep. They were very, very good, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yep, went all the way to the state championship game.
Yep, there you go. Western Reserve Conference, it was 46-0 Revere over Eastlake North. John Hay losing to Brush 41-14. Kenston over Chagrin Falls 41-14. Painesville Riverside 29-28 over Green. Madison shuts out Lakeside 29-0. Jackson over Mayfield 28-17. Chardon over Perry 49-43. Maple Heights over Willoughby South 41-0. Kenston and Madison 2-0. Those look like two very good teams in that conference.
Oh, yeah, Madison's got a huge win against Perry, and Chardon-Perry, I heard that was one of the best games in that conference last week because Chardon had a huge OT win, and now Madison's got a chance to move to 3-0 if they defeat Perry on Friday night.
All right, we're going to wrap it up this week as we're running over on time talking about the Independent. I think it goes without saying, Tony, first time since 1960 that both Ignatius and Eds are 0-2. I don't know what to make of that. What do you think is going on right now with those two powerhouses?
I think a lot of teams are making the adjustments. I mean, St. Eds could be 1-1, or they could be 2-0 if a couple breaks went their way, because both of their losses have been by a combined 4 points, and Cass Tech had that Hail Mary, then the prayer was answered on that Hail Mary last week, and Ignatius is definitely in a must-win situation, I'd say, against Euclid.
What do you think about that game? Euclid certainly looks like a team that can take out St. Ignatius. If Iggy falls to 0-3, they're in danger of missing the playoffs. Am I correct on that?
I think you would be correct. They definitely do have a strong schedule, and if they should win out the rest of the way, I think they would be fine. But you definitely don't want to leave it up to chance.
No, definitely not. I think if you're Ignatius, you've got to do whatever you can. Play desperation tonight, really, because again, if they do not come out and win in that game against Euclid, actually that game is tomorrow night, they're going to be in a whole heap of trouble as far as getting into the postseason is concerned. All right, we're going to wrap up today, go through our schedule for what's going on this week here on NAO Sports Insiders. Obviously, we already had a game covered last night, John Marshall and Parma. We've discussed that at length. Let's give you some more high school games that we'll be out at tonight. Ruben Rodriguez will be He'll be watching Lakewood at Berea Mid Park. You got North Royalton at Highland. That'll be the Sports on Tap guys. Midview North Olmsted. That should be an interesting one as Midview looks to get to 2-1 on the season. Ignatius Euclid. Mike Trevisano will be there. Again, we'll talk about that game. What a huge game that is for Ignatius. Tim Whalen will be at Byers Field tonight for Brunswick and Valley Forge. Vince McKee will be out in Avon Lake for that classic Southwestern Conference battle, Avon and Avon Lake. Tyler Stoutsky will be at Glenville and Mentor. Another huge game. Scott Piker will be covering Perry and Madison. Ursuline at Lake Catholic tomorrow. That'll be another game for Tyler Stoutsky. I will be at Amherst in North Ridgeville tonight, and tomorrow it'll be Lorraine and Elyria. So we have got you covered with a ton of games this week in week three. And Tony, you're going to be doing some work tonight down in the Kent area.
That's right. One game I'll probably be checking out will be Roosevelt-Ravenna. Roosevelt, they lost to Marlington last week, but if they beat Ravenna, it should be their 500th win in program history.
That'll be a fun one and always a good one. And again, we'll look forward to seeing some of that stuff if you can update us on what's going on down there in that area as well. All right, that's going to wrap it up here for a classic week three on NEOSportsInsiders.com. We've got so much to get to in tonight and tomorrow. Don't forget to check us out on AM 850 WKNR tonight. They will be at Twinsburg and Aurora. That game will be on air tonight for them. WEOL will have the links on our site today for all their games. They will be out at a couple big ones, including that Avon Lake game as well. So it's a busy, busy night of high school football here for a Friday. Check out our scoreboard as well. That'll be posted tonight after the game, as well as all of our great game stories. For Tony Bogan, I'm Matt Lodi. Have a great week of high school football, folks. We will see you back for week four next week right here on NEOSportsInsiders.com.